Well, Turkey has two bombing campaigns going simultaneously, one against ISIL on the Syrian border and one against Kurds on the Iraq border. Both borders have ISIL and Kurd-controlled areas. The Kurdish PKK killed two Turkish soldiers on Wednesday for collaborating with ISIL. Turkey responded with the bombing of Kurdish areas in Iraq. This complex situation is heightened when the Turkish domestic politics are taken into account. There's still no majority in sight for any party after the June 7 Turkish elections. Rod Chambers investigates.
The paradox of Turkey's position in the Middle East is highlighted by their bombing raids in the last week. The last raid against the Kurds was sparked by a suicide bombing against Turkish police by Kurdish forces. Dr. Murad Yurbilur from ANU's Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies explains.
This suicide bombing was allegedly done by an ISIS, and the Prime Minister declared, but the Kurdish groups declared that the Turkish government is responsible for this because Turkish government was closing eyes to the ISIS in the Syria. So because of this, the Kurdish group in Turkey, PKK, attacked some police forces, killing some of the Turkish police, and the government's response, a harsh response to this. And from then on, there is this escalation. Every day somebody is being arrested. The government's arrest campaign, nearly 1,000 people arrested, some of them related to ISIS, some of them to PKK, some of them even some other unrelated Marxist, Leninist, socialist organizations coming from the Cold War years. And Turkey started this bombing without separating PKK, YPG or the ISIS. The argument of the government is that both of them are terrorists, and Turkish government is taking measures against these terrorists. Kurdish group in Turkey, YPG, or the civilian branch, it's HDP, which entered the parliament, always declaring that the government is responsible for the escalation of the process.
But the US have also been having talks with Turkey to get a greater contribution to fight against ISIL. But previously the Turkish government did not give the US access to the airfields close to Kobani.
They were just making some kind of negotiations among the Syrian policy, reach an agreement which included more role, an active role to Turkey in the Western attack to Syria, let's say like this. And it will not include only using of the Incirlik air base by the United States warplanes.
And where is that air base?
This air base in the southeastern Turkey, in Diyarbakir.
And is that near where the Kurds and ISIL forces are fighting?
Yes, it is very close. The importance of this air base is that in 2003, when the United States demanded that air base to be used in its operations in Middle East, Iraq, Turkish parliament rejected it. So that air base, which was close to United States forces, now is just given directly. A permission was given. It is a strange thing. It is just 300 kilometers northeast of Kobane, let's say like this.
This is the problem for Turkey, isn't it? They have a southern border that has an ethnic group which is really against them as a government, but this group is also fighting against ISIL forces, which is also against Turkey as a government.
The branch of that party, PKK, which the Syrian branch is called the YPG, is fighting in Kobane against ISIS. Now I think Kobane, you know this, is under control of this group. So here, the Turkish policy was opportunistic before this week.
Turkey's very porous southern border is where both ISIL and Kurdish fighters, like our recently returned and charged Adam Brookman, are joining the ISIL fight.
People coming from Australia, West, or from Turkey to join ISIS were just passing the border and join ISIS. And similarly, the people who wants to join YPG, the Kurdish forces, were also passing the same border to join the other side of the fight.
So what is the Turkish government doing? Well, since June the 7th elections, no party has actually been able to form a government. So this makes the situation more difficult. Dr. Murat Yurtbulur again.
In the Turkish elections, AKP lost its majority and they needed 18 more votes to form the majority. They needed coalition, either the Kurdish party, the nationalist party, or the secular party. The nationalist party rejected it. So no coalition, because basic reason, you are just making negotiations, continuing negotiations with Kurds. Making a coalition with the Kurdish party is so risky in the voter, because it may result to lose all the voter base to the nationalist party. And the third party, secular party, is the historical rivals of this conservative influence. So no government seemingly here, and then it seems to me there will be an early election. So this parliament will not survive long.
But the Turks could have done more earlier to save Kobani.
The Turkish army just sent hundreds of tanks to the borders, and from the top of the hill, they watched the fight between these Kurdish groups and the ISIS terrorists. They just watched.